Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has discovered a number of loopholes in various state laws that ultimately invite student sexual abuse. We have resources on our website, and we're working state by state to ultimately close some of these many loopholes. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barba, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, Matt, a startling statistic is before today's kindergartens, students graduate from high school, during their 12 years in school, about 4.5 million of them will experience sexual abuse at the hands of a school employee. 4.5 million at the hands of a school employee. How does this happen? Sometimes people say, is this becoming more frequent, or is the media just reporting it and we just didn't hear about it before? Well, 4.5 million is a lot. And it is becoming more frequent. Why is it becoming more frequent? Obviously, groups like Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion crowd, they encourage sexual activity among these young people.
Promiscuity, really.
Promiscuity, yeah. I mean, harmful sexual activity. We know that from the curriculum that they propose that actually is in some of these schools. But we also know, for example, that a number of schools, number of states, there are loopholes in their state statutes. And those loopholes allow teachers to ultimately present so-called sex education to the young people, really as a way to lower their resistance and groom them for their perverted activity.
Right. The goal is to desensitize these children. And so these states, 43 states, have exemptions from obscenity laws that allow pornographic, sexually explicit materials in schools that will facilitate the kind of desensitization and even promiscuity and facilitate the kind of bad behavior and high-risk behavior that can even, as you point out, grooms children and opens them up to be receptive when adult administrators or teachers or school employees want to engage in sexual conduct with them. 4.5 million, did you say?
Yeah, 4.5 million of those that are in kindergarten today before they graduate high school, 4.5 million of them will experience sexual abuse by a school employee.
They're being groomed.
Yeah. And this is not just sexual abuse. It's sexual abuse by a school employee. There's more that will experience sexual abuse. But this is just by school employees. And so what we did is we researched the laws of the various states. There's 43 states, as you mentioned, with the exception of Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, Oklahoma, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, that have these exemptions from obscenity laws. Obscenity is defined, or it's generally understood by the case law and other law, that you cannot provide obscenity to minors. It's illegal. It's criminal. And yet some of these states, 43 of them, have an exemption. Yes, that's true. But in school, you can present this particular material that otherwise might be considered obscene if it's part of some curriculum. So
yeah,
someone who wants to groom and prepare young people and break down their resistance and groom them, stimulate them, can use these loopholes to ultimately bring this obscene material into the classroom when otherwise they wouldn't be able to do so.
Matt, the FBI has what they call the FBI molester grooming paradigm. And without a doubt, these curricula that we're talking about here that circumvent obscenity laws and push pornography and desensitize these kids, they fit it to a T. According to the FBI, child molesters, and listen to this, this is what the FBI molester grooming paradigm says. They demonstrate sex acts to children. Offenders commonly use what? pornography, right? They're getting around the obscenity laws. They're pushing graphic pornography to teach or give instruction to naive children about how to masturbate, perform oral sex, and or engage in sexual intercourse, the goal being to lower the sexual inhibitions of children. And then some children naturally fear sexual activities, it says here. But the FBI goes on to point out how adults are grooming children for adult child sex. We shouldn't be surprised that 4.5 million children are molested and abused by these so-called educators.
Yeah, and in fact, another one, a nationwide article compiled more than 700 examples of female school employees convicted of sexual misconduct. And that certainly is not a comprehensive overview. A South Dakota fact sheet shows nearly a dozen teachers convicted of related charges, and none of them were included in a national list published by WorldNet Daily. So there's a lot more than what we even know about. Another fact sheet shows that these teachers were usually transferred to three different schools before being reported to the police. They just moved the problem to another school. A government accountability office studying school employee sex offenders found that child molesters could have even thousands of victims, sometimes without ever being caught, according to a study of 232 child predators who had 17,000 victims. It's incomprehensible.
So what's the solution here? I mean, how do we close these loopholes that are facilitating sexual abuse in schools relative to sex education? These obscenity law loopholes that allow these adults to groom children and to expose them and desensitize them with this obscene material. I mean, what's the answer?
Well, I think, first of all, it's closing the loopholes. And so what we have in the resource at lc.org is the different laws, and you can close these loopholes so that you can stop this backdoor approach of grooming and desensitizing our young people in the school as young as kindergarten. And then there's other sex ed education statutes that require abstinence, and there's certain parameters on them. You just need to make sure they're enforced. What we know is Virginia, for example, has some pretty significant laws requiring any sex ed to be abstinence-based, that parents have a right to opt out, and that any kind of sex ed needs to be put on a viewable website for parents to see it before it happens. But we know, for example, in Virginia, in Charlottesville, Virginia, that didn't happen. Planned Parenthood affiliate, Sexual Assault Resource Agency come in, and they show this pornographic information to the kids. So you've got to ultimately close the loopholes. You've got to make sure what your statutes say, but you also have to stay involved to make sure these statutes, these laws are being complied with.
Yeah. And as you point out, in Virginia, for instance, we have smoking gun evidence that they're not. In fact, felonies may very well have been committed by those who are sharing this pornographic information in Charlottesville and encouraging 14-year-old boys and girls, encouraging them to experiment and engage in sexual intercourse. It's unconscionable. It's illegal. And these loopholes have got to be closed, Matt, because they are corrupting the minds of our children. And no wonder, you know, Planned Parenthood is pushing this, because then these kids get pregnant, and there, here's your, you know, then they come in, and here's your money mill, right? They come in for an abortion. And so we shouldn't be surprised that Planned Parenthood would encourage this kind of promiscuity, because it justifies Planned Parenthood's existence.
Yeah.
Now they can kill the babies that result from encouraging this kind of promiscuous behavior.
Abby Johnson, who formerly worked with Planned Parenthood, knows what went on in Planned Parenthood's abortion industry and their curriculum, and she said that part of Planned Parenthood's curriculum is to demonstrate different sexual positions with stuffed animals to children to demonstrate how to have sex and other kinds of sexual activity. They're using stuffed animals to show this to the kids. So we're talking about really young children that they're doing this to. They're starting from kindergarten on. And, you know, one little girl, it's on a different area, but a kindergartner in Rockland, California, read the I Am Jazz book, which published about transgender, so-called transitioning. Afterward, the teacher had a student who allegedly says, well, I was born male, but I want to be female, comes into school. The little kindergartner went home crying, shaking. Why? Because she was afraid she was going to turn into a boy. I mean, this is abuse that's happening. This is the breakdown of morals. So stay involved with what's going on in your school. Even if you don't have children in school, this affects this young generation that will become the community leaders. And when you learn about these things, give Liberty Counsel a call. Stay involved. Stay informed. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel needs your prayers and financial support. Sign up for our emails on the front page of lc.org and also our newsletters. Check out our resources page and support Liberty Counsel with your regular financial commitments, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.